Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Every evening on the CBS Evening News, real news.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
What I said is what I mean.
It is a great sign that we are ready to confront white supremacy.
What would you say to the folks in Washington who are talking about cutting back on Medicaid?
You're going to have the blood of a lot of innocent people on your hands.
It's this gusty wind and the extremely dry conditions that are driving this fast-moving wildfire.
Real news every evening on the CBS Evening News.
Video conferencing.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSER and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, my name is Kevin Zipak. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday versus Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. And let's start with those crazy Bulls.
Nico has had interaction with the other players, and you know we'll continue to work on it. Nico's going to continue to come in here and get his work in, continue to ramp up his workload and, hopefully be cleared for more court on-court activity soon.
That is head coach Fred Hoiberg, and yes, Nico Mirotic and Bobby Portis have still not spoken nearly a month after an altercation at practice left Mirotic with a concussion and facial fractures. Chicago has lost four in a row. They play the Thunder tomorrow night in Oklahoma City. To baseball, the GM meeting's currently underway in Orlando. Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer there repping the Cubs. They've been linked with Orioles closer Zach Britton. White Sox GM Rick Hahn in Florida as well. He suggested that the Sox would be far less active this offseason. And tonight at the United Center, a couple of big college hoops matchups. Number one Duke taking on number two Michigan State, and number four Kansas faces off with number seven Kentucky in the Champions Classic. The football postgame show on The Score being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. And this scoreboard update is sponsored by Zoom Video Conferencing. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake. Yep, we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also, in other news,
the whistles got whee!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. Day and the mom.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
Time for another news here on the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Also on watch, 670thescore.com. We appreciate when you watch. We like it when you watch on Facebook Live as well. Dan?
Yes?
This man is not only good at his job, but he's great at his hobby as well.
I know of whom you speak.
He is Boston Red Sox Mookie Betts. This from MLB.com. Would you consider yourself good at your job? Success, pats on the back from the boss, and the respect of your peers. If so, congrats. That's awesome. You're living your best life. Unless you're elite at two different endeavors, though. Red Sox outfielder Mookie Betts has you beat. You know that what he does on the diamond. He's coming off a 2017 season that saw him post a 6.4 WAR, slashing .264, .344, .459 with 24 home runs and 102 RBI, and assisting with some top-notch dancing routines in the outfield with him and Andrew Benintendi and Jackie Bradley Jr. He's also a world-class bowler. Do you have this, Chris Tannehill? Let's give this a spin.
Boston Red Sox outfielder Mookie Betts on the precipice of perfection. 300 game for Mookie Betts.
So he bowled a 300 game on Sunday night in the qualifying rounds for the World Series of Bowling in Reno, Nevada. That's a strike in every frame carried out with the kind of awe-inspiring form that would make Roy Munson and Ernie McCracken proud. Shout out to the Roy Munson reference.
Ernie McCracken.
And no, this is not his first perfect game.
That's a kingpin, but,
yeah,
right?
Don't Munson yourself. And no, this was not his first perfect game at the bowling alley. Far from it. A true pro, Betts had plenty of fun along the way. He's messing around with the follow through. He's looking back at the crowd. He's performing like these PBA guys really do. Yeah, pro bowler.
Side circuit.
But it's awesome to see this because athletes are just ridiculously good at so many different things when it comes to other athletic endeavors. We all know guys who, you know, that can hit a baseball but also drain like a bunch of threes in a row. What was it? Frank Thomas had a ridiculous knuckleball.
Sensational.
Like it's like you don't even do this, but you're a terrific at, and he was a terrific tight end at the University of Auburn, right? He was an Auburn Tiger.
Yep.
Like certain athletes just have the it factor, and then you go back to their high school days and you saw they played every sport. Mookie Betts is one of those dudes. So yeah, just another fun story coming out of the world of baseball where there's so much young talent, where guys are just messing around and going into other associations and dominating the way Mookie Betts did with a 300 game.
He just pitched a perfect game.
This is from the New York Times. I love this lead. Many tragedies have befallen Italy in the last 60 years. Dozens of governments have collapsed. Earthquakes and terrorism have shaken cities. The French started adding cream to carbonara. But the failure of the national soccer team on Monday night to qualify for the World Cup for the first time since 1958 seems to be taking its place in the pantheon of Italian disasters. National shame, the front page headline of Il Messaggero lamented. Apocalypse, read the front page of La Stampa. A historic gaffe, the Corriere della Sera chastised. Goodbye, World Cup. Goodbye, World Cup! I mean, this is...
Going
I mean,
crazy.
It's ridiculous how what's going on all over websites, everywhere else. Financial analysts projected a loss of revenue to the national team of 100 million euros because of their failure. Economic consequences to the defeat. A national humiliation. The failure to qualify, according to the editor of Corriere dello Sport, a national shame without precedent.
Wow.
Entire generations have never known this tragic experience. I mean, think about this.
It was a big night on Twitter when was it Trinidad and Tobago? That was the team that the U.S. lost to. That they failed to qualify. It was a big night. Yeah, exactly. It was a big night that night, and then it was like the next day, like, oh yeah, soccer. This is different though. Like, Italy doesn't play that. Like, you're gonna have someone to answer to. I'm not gonna do the stereotypical like mob boss thing, but I wasn't gonna do that. Right. But that's a huge deal. Like, is that their national sport?
I don't know what else it would be.
Right,
right? Basketball's very popular.
Is it soccer?
And sure it is.
Is basketball bigger than soccer?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
So that's like that's if we cared about the World Baseball Classic a lot more and baseball. You know, the baseball guys.
It's hard to find a comp
round
for the U.S. for something like this. It really is.
All right. The FDA, Dan, has approved the first digital pill. The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first digital pill for the U.S., which tracks if patients have taken their medication. The pill called Abilify MyCyt is fitted with a tiny adjustable sensor that communicates with a patch worn by the patient. The patch then transmits medication data to a smartphone app, which the patient can voluntarily upload to a database for their doctor and other authorized persons to see.
Provasic.
They switched the samples. Abilify, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Abilify is a drug that treats schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and is an add-on treatment for depression.
Yeah, and I have heard doctors warning against the use of Abilify.
This is groundbreaking.
But be very careful. When you start talking about that specific drug.
Oh, I'm not saying it's great. I'm just saying this is unprecedented.
That's
we're talking about
a hardcore antipsychotic. And I read an article that was written by a psychiatrist who was concerned about the overprescription of Abilify based on their ad spending and based on...
Pushing it on
people who...
Farmer, reps.
Where garden variety depression, while serious, while real and serious and significant, may not rise to the level of a drug quite like this.
How powerful it is.
Yes. And this particular psychiatrist is really worried about the expanding use of this drug, considering what some of the side effects could be.
The Abilify MyCyt features a sensor the size of a grain of sand made of silicon, copper, and magnesium. An electrical signal is activated when the sensor comes into contact with stomach acid. The sensor then passes through the body naturally. A patch the patient wears on their left rib cage receives the signal 7 minutes after the pill is ingested. Ladies and gentlemen, I thought it was a lot when we were allowing Amazon drivers to unlock and lock our doors coming up here with that Amazon key.
Have you seen?
I'll be damned. People will know whether you took your pill or not.
Have you seen the video of the nanobot taking a sperm to an egg?
No.
Check that out. See if you can find the video. It's a nanobot that's it's a coil that actually grabs a swimming sperm and takes it over to the egg. Which when you think about it is really dangerous. Because there's a reason why one is supposed to reach there ahead of the others.
Yeah.
And if you're bringing one from the back of the pack, you're inviting all kinds of problems. But that's not why you're called. This is making the rounds from various media outlets. Farmington, Utah. A petition that aims to change the mascot of a high school being built in Utah has already gained thousands of signatures. The mascot will be the phoenix, a bird that rises from the ashes in Greek mythology, according to station KSTU. The petition explains when cheering for the team, no one will say "Go Phoenix," and will instead use the plural form of phoenix, saying "Go Phoenixes." Because that would be the plural form of phoenix.
There we go.
Phoenixes. And some say that sounds a lot like a part of the male anatomy. The petition, started by Farmington resident Kyle Froughton, says there will be a never-ending barrage of references to male anatomy directed at our children. Won't someone think of the children? I have kids that will go to this school, and that's a big part of it. I don't want it to be a joke. I don't want it to be a laughingstock. However, Jackson Carter and Celeste Burgoyne, seniors at Viewmont High School, think the petition is the problem. I feel like they created a problem where there was no problem originally. We do use mascots in their plural form, but just saying Phoenix sounds amazing. The spokesman for Davis County School District seemed to agree, saying, "We don't see anything about the plural version of Phoenix having anything to do with what's going to be happening at the school or on the football field." And Chris Williams, who was the spokesman, said he's confident students will mirror the mascot of their choice. And here is your kicker. This was his quote. "We think students are going to rise to the occasion."
Oh, golf clap for you. All right, this is the last one for me. And listen, take this how you want to. I thought this was hilarious when I read it. "A Christian couple will likely face awkward questions after the postal survey results are announced tomorrow, given they once pledged a divorce if gay marriage is legalized." So this couple says if gay marriage is legalized in the country, they will divorce because marriage won't mean as much. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but I've heard of a lot of silly things in my day and time. But what someone else is doing will now have some kind of bearing on whether you love your mate enough to stay with them for the rest of the life. Husband and wife Nick and Sarah Jensen sparked controversy in 2015 when Mr. Jensen announced they would end their decade-long legal union if gay marriage became law. "This has been a big decision for my wife and I," Mr. Jensen wrote. "The truth is, marriage is simply just too important. It has always been understood to be that exclusive relationship where one man and one woman become one flesh. Any attempt to change the definition of marriage by law is not something we wish to partake in further." How awesome is that? That if something happens around you, you're like, "You know what? We don't believe in this anymore. And we are now going to be divorced because we think of marriage that high."
He clearly just wanted out of it.
Right? Dude, the moment I read this story, I'm like, this dude has hated this woman for the last 9 years of his life. He's like, "Wait a minute. The gays are getting married around here?
There's a clause in our contract.
Susan, we need to end this right damn now." So shout out to Henry and Susan out there. I hope everything works out for you in your divorce procedures.
That's why I don't read the
Where'd he go? This segment brought to you by Office Depot, Office Max. You've had a big year.
That's so the B team.
Treat Mike yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot, Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max, taking care of business.
This is the 773. That brother just wanted an excuse to get rid of his old lady. That's exactly what it was.
All right, college basketball talk with Chris Spatola is coming up straight ahead. A couple of big games right here tonight. We'll talk about that and more. You got the score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Finally, some buzz in the Garden last night. The Cavs and the Knicks getting after it. And Enes Kanter right up in LeBron's grill. Have to say, at this point, there may not be a more loyal dude in the NBA than Kanter. You say anything remotely close to insulting to one of his guys and he will go. I love that. For a November NBA game, that was the equivalent of a benches-clearing brawl, and it was great. Almost as great as the Knicks going on a 15-0 run right after it happened and getting up by 23 on the Cavs. And it looked like the Knicks were going to run Cleveland right out of the building. Think about that. Knicks up by 23 on the Cavs. What a time to be alive. Right until the Cavs flipped the switch, came storming back and dropped 43 on the Knicks in the fourth quarter. Game, set, match. Thanks for coming. A huge Monday for LeBron. I'm Jim Rome.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary. Maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
You know what's better than getting a new smartphone? Getting a great deal on a new Samsung Galaxy S8. That's right, for a limited time, save 50% instantly on a Samsung Galaxy S8 with Sprint Flex Lease. Visit your local Sprint store, go to sprint.com/GS8, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today. Works for me.
Galaxy Samsung 8, $1,563 per month for 18 months. For well-qualified customers with lease and new line activation. Limited time offer. Savings until $131.19 and $60 per month for line 1, $40 per month for line 2, and $30 per month per line for lines 3 through 5. With auto pay discount applied within 2 invoices. Best price compared to similar plans from national carriers. Features differ, other monthly charges apply.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
CBS Monday, get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday.
Show some respect, man up.
Hawaii Five-0 has TV's hottest. Romance?
Steve, what do you think?
Therapy work for us.
Didn't see that coming.
Tune in for the action.
Five-0!
Stay for the male bonding.
I can hear you thinking.
What am I thinking?
You're hungry.
Other than that, it's pretty echoey in there.
It's a match made in mayhem.
You're a caveman, and God bless you.
That's really nice.
Hawaii Five-0. CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank,
okay,
the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate.
Yes.
So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is the show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're gonna make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're gonna open your gates or we're gonna break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're gonna need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Sunday. To find his daughter's killer.
It is the 1 year anniversary of my daughter Mia's murder.
One man created a revolutionary new technology.
People can submit evidence. Real-time, crowd-sourced crime solving.
That will change the world.
The cops can only do so much.
The crowd gives a clue.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven and Richard T. Jones.
You think all this is gonna work?
I know it'll work.
Wisdom of the crowd. Sunday, only CBS.
Score Promotions team will be next.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's really an opportunity for both teams to play Michigan State and us to play in an environment that, it's like Final Four, Elite Eight. And for our young guys, we have seven freshmen, four starters. For them to be in that environment, also the excitement leading up to it, how much energy do you use up before the ball ever goes up? And then to see how they'll perform. So I think it's a moment. And then win or lose, we're gonna learn a lot from that moment.
That is the 162-year-old coach of the Duke Blue Devils, Coach K, Dan B's favorite, Mike Krzyzewski. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. Yes, there's a bunch of really good collegiate basketball teams in the city tonight playing at the UC.
And lots of players you don't know that you've never seen.
We need to know them, though.
We need to find out about these guys. So here to help us is Chris Spatola, college hoops expert. You hear him on Sirius XM, you read his work in The Athletic, and you hear him now on the Grossinger Auto Group Hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. So this is not some games pretending to be marquee games. When you've got one and two and two others in the top 10, this is real stuff, Chris. So it might be early, but it's appointment television.
Well, and it brings some buzz to college hoops before everybody, at least for a couple hours, before everybody goes back to their college football, NFL, whatever the hell else people do this time of year.
Or to the FBI investigation. Yeah, that's the other. You can go back to college hoops, but you got indictments.
Or they could start reading court cases and all that. So whatever it is you do on your own time. But, it's exciting. I mean, look, I think you have, with these four teams, I think Michigan State and Duke are a gap ahead of Kansas, and I think Kansas is a gap ahead of Kentucky. But you certainly have four of the best teams. I'm calling this, forget Champions Classic, I'm calling this the Genetic Lottery Classic, because you've got some real freaks of nature, especially in that Michigan State-Duke game tonight. There are some real studs on both sides of that game.
Chris, always good to hear from you, man. I feel like I'm a little late this year for whatever reason. My rhythm isn't on college basketball as early as it should be. So tell me who I will be watching in the first game tonight at 6 o'clock.
Well, let's start with Michigan State. I mean, they got back one of the biggest coups, a guy who didn't decide to go pro in Miles Bridges. Again, a freak of nature. Tremendous size. Going to be a real matchup problem for Duke. Because Duke's either got to decide, do you guard him with a small or do you guard him big? But he's so versatile, just really, going to be one of those guys who's in that National Player of the Year conversation. And they're big up front, Jason. They are. You've got two teams tonight that are going to have real conventional size.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan State, really deep. They got back two guys who were hurt all of last year, one named Gavin Schilling, the other named Ben Carter. They do what they do. They don't shoot it real well, but they're terrific up front and real physical. Duke is really, really young. I mean, they start four freshmen, but I got to tell you, Jason, of all the takeaways from this past weekend, the biggest one for me, it was Marvin Bagley. Now, I'm not a big hype machine guy. I think we overhype these freshmen at times. But this is one guy who lives up to it. He is an absolute stud. He's about 6'10". He does it all. I mean, he can put it on the floor. He'll rebound it. He'll take it down. Can shoot a face up. He's just terrific. They've got another big guy in Wendell Carter,
mm-hmm.
Who's outstanding. Grayson Allen is back.
Am I old, or is that the Shaq of the Max son playing shooting guard for them?
Yeah, well, it's
Gary Trent Jr.
Yeah,
wow.
He's not quite. He doesn't quite look as meaty as his dad used to, but he can play, man. They're really talented. So that game is really, there's probably about 80 NBA scouts I heard that are going to be there tonight, and wow. They're there really for that game in particular.
Yeah, the Grayson Allen surrounded by four freshmen. It really is. It's a crazy dynamic that you saw when you see some of these guys actually opt back in. All right, let's check in on the other game. Kansas is 1-0 to start the season. Kentucky is 2-0. And like you say, these teams probably a step down from the marquee matchup, but still the program, we start hearing those names invoked, we know there's going to be talent on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, look, Kentucky's starting five freshmen. Here's the difference why I say they're a step down from the other three teams in this thing. You know, they don't have that. There's two things. First of all, they don't have any type of upperclassmen. Where in the past, where Kentucky's one and done, they've at least had that Tyler Ulis, that older guy who could kind of fit in and give you that experience, especially in a night like tonight where that place is going to be live. They just don't have that. The other thing is, of all these freshmen they have, they're good players, and eventually they will be tremendous pro prospects. But they don't have that transcendent guy right now. They don't have that Anthony Davis, that Carl Anthony Towns. They don't have that Marvin Bagley like the Duke has, or a Jaren Jackson like the Michigan State has. So it's a struggle. They don't guard real well. They in the half court, they really can't score efficiently. And they're going up against a team in Kansas that has great experience. They bring back Devontae Graham, who was terrific last year. So and a team that really puts it on the floor where Kentucky hasn't guarded off the bounce. So I think it's a tough task tonight for Kentucky.
UCLA gets their three kids back without charges being pressed or filed. And you know, the ball situation is a TV show literally unto itself on Facebook. But the UCLA thing, they're going to have to treat this like what going forward? Because you can't have this happening over on international soil and then think that it's just going to blow over. Is this UCLA team going to have to come together at all over this, or are they going to just be fine and act like it never happened?
No, I mean, first of all, I would hope that there'd be some level of discipline. I mean, that, you know, they start there. Like, those kids deserve to be punished. First of all, you know, to go on a trip like that, and there is, look, the stakes are raised when you're representing. I mean, when I was still coaching, we wanted a trip to China in 2012, and we had like an hour-long meeting about how to represent the United States of America overseas. So, I mean, you start with that. You know, the other thing, guys, I was at an event. It was actually an AAU tournament this summer with Steve Alford, and I asked him point blank. I said, "What was LeVar Ball like? Like, give me the real stuff here." And he said, "You know what? And I'm not BSing you." He said he was great. We'd see him in the hall. Hey, you know, hey, LeVar. Hey, Coach Alford. Everything all right? Yeah, things are good. Like, Alford was he was great. The problem is his profile is a lot different today than it was back midseason last year, and the son who just got arrested for shoplifting is not nearly as good as Lonzo Ball, right, which changes that dynamic as well. So I don't think it's going to go well. It's obviously a soap opera in and of itself, and they're not nearly as good, not even close to as good as they were last year.
Hey, Chris, we're going to do a quick scoreboard update, and then I got some questions or a comparison and contrast between a couple of local teams.
Scoreboard update.
And from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday versus Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Both Nico Mirotic and Bobby Portis were at Bulls practice today. Did not interact with one another. In fact, they've not spoken since their altercation last month. Chicago visits the Oklahoma City Thunder tomorrow night. Over to Major League Baseball, the GM meeting's underway in Orlando. Cubs reportedly interested in Orioles closer Zach Britton. Finally, in college, the football playoff rankings are out tonight. And in college hoops, big matchups tonight, like the guys were just talking about. Duke takes on Michigan State, and Kansas faces off with Kentucky. Breaking news on the score brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Bolero. Discover the area's coolest place to bowl, party, and play at Bolero's four stunning Chicagoland locations. Roll in and check out their amazing 5-pound behemoth burger and their full lineup of signature cocktails. Visit them now at bolero.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
We are talking with Chris Spatola, college hoops expert. I look at Notre Dame and I look at Northwestern, both teams in the top 25, and I see they have something in common that it defines a certain level of competence, and that is that little college point guard guy who's not a pro, but in Matt Farrell and Bryant McIntosh, just guys you know who you can always trust with the ball in key situations, maybe can make a play on their own if they have to. They can keep the bad shot takers from taking bad shots. It's one thing that I always look at for a team that is going to be a tough out no matter when the tournament comes around, because they have that guy on the floor in charge. Do you agree?
I do. You have to have a point guard to win in college. There's no question about it. And if you can get old and stay old at that position, it's even better.
Yep.
And that's what those two guys are. I mean, they're so experienced. They're older guys. You know, the one thing with McIntosh, he's had so much on his shoulders. And, the one hope I would think for Chris Collins at Northwestern is you get some more production from a Scotty Lindsey, a Vic Law, from the standpoint that those guys can become more creators. Because McIntosh, he shot such a poor percentage last year. Part of it was he was forced to take so many bad shots at the end of shot clocks and at the end of games. But it's huge. I tell you what, guys, you know, Northwestern going to be one of the best teams in the Big Ten. And I think, at least I did before I saw Duke open the season. They'd probably be my favorite now. But I think Notre Dame's got a great shot to win, because not only do they have Matt Farrell and the guards that they have, but they're going to have a guy who's also going to compete for National Player of the Year in Boxy Colson. And, again, as Mike Bray always says, his goal is to get old and stay old, and that's kind of who they are again this year.
How do people feel about Illinois?
People don't feel anything about Illinois.
Well, all right.
That's part of the problem, man. I mean, look, I think Brad Underwood is competent, knows what he's doing. I think it was good to move on and the opportunity to bring a guy like that in. But he's going to need time, because this is a school that has zero identity. They have lost the foothold in recruiting in that state. And they have some issues. So talent wins and recruiting wins. And until you reestablish that, Illinois's got an uphill climb.
I don't know if you've heard what I have, but I have also been hearing that Underwood is being dogged on the recruiting trail by the connection to what's going on with the arrest of his former assistant at Oklahoma State.
Jawan Evans' story, too.
Yeah, I don't know the difference between smoke and fire there, but regardless, there are teams that are continuing to use it against him.
Yeah, I've heard that. It's a good point. I've heard that. And then, look, let's be honest. The guy spent a year at Oklahoma State. So, I mean, we could say, talk all we want about Illinois was the dream job, but the guy has shown a propensity to move on. And I just, again, I think he's a terrific coach. I think what he did at Stephen F. Austin, it was superb. He's defensively, his teams always play hard, and they're always, again, really well coached in that respect. But there is, with a lot of these things, Dan, there, when there's smoke, there's fire. And what was going on at Oklahoma State with his assistant, and then as Jason, you mentioned, Jawan Evans, there is stuff there. And you have to go back to who was the head coach, last year, and it was obviously Brad Underwood.
Final thing from me, tough start for Archie Miller at Indiana. How do you get that engine running again? Or is it the dire straits that we thought it was the last couple of years with Tom Crean?
And members of
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. It gets back to the point a minute ago. You have to have talent, and until you can reestablish, like Indy.
James Lofton got him.
I think we lost Chris. Beeping machine.
No talk machine.
He said hype machine. And you looked at me like I had to do
you
it.
Did. Come on, if I have to do and members of Dire Straits, you have to do hype machine.
Because if I do it, I got to do it soft enough that he doesn't stop his answer.
Right, like,
one of these days, somebody's going to stop. Exactly. We act like we're making fun of people in the back of the class all of a sudden.
Well,
that's kind of the thing we do, right?
Right.
312-644-6767 is the phone number if you want to jump in. We haven't taken a lot of calls today. That's why the show has been rolling.
And when we come back, somebody died. Somebody died.
Wait a minute.
He's very dead.
Okay.
Somebody just died, and now I want you to think here, because Bobby Doerr, the Hall of Famer, was 99 when he died.
Okay.
So I want you to think, who is the oldest living Hall of Famer? And when I went through this list... There is a guy on this list that I was 100% sure would have bet you all
he's
the
dead?
Cash on me that he was dead, and he's not.
Okay.
another baseball Hall of Famer who I can't believe he has no business being alive.
All right, well, we'll raise the dead and kill the living.
And raise the roof.
Oh, jeez. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. You're listening to 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
On the U.
Whether you are hosting Thanksgiving or whether you are going somewhere as a guest, either have this wine on hand or bring this wine with you, because life is too short to drink cheap wine for Thanksgiving. Now, the great news is that because of Cameron Hughes and chwine.com, you can drink world-class wine for a fraction of the price. That's because of the Cameron Hughes business. He's a negociant. He knows all of these winemakers all over the world who very often have too much wine for a bottling run, and then he comes in, he buys it from them, he signs a non-disclosure agreement, and then he puts his name on the bottle and a number on the bottle, and that gives you your ticket to great wine at a fraction of the price. So for Thanksgiving, I cannot recommend this higher. This is what I'll be drinking, the Lot 575 Red Mountain Red Blend. It's a gold medal winning wine at the San Francisco International Wine Competition. And this is a blend of mostly Cabernet from Washington State, a dash of Merlot, a tiny bit of Syrah, and it's aged in 60% new French oak. This is usually a $50 bottle of wine, and that kind of new French oak aging is unheard of at even that price point. It's $16 a bottle, so jump on that. Grab it as part of this deal that Cameron is giving you right now. Free shipping on three or more bottles and a free sommelier-grade corkscrew. It's an amazing deal. The free shipping is great, especially if you're going to get a case of this, and I suggest that you do, because it is a perfect Thanksgiving wine. It's the Lot 575 Red Mountain Red Blend, and there's not a lot of it, so grab it while you can. The wine's great. The deal's great. Don't miss out. CHWine.com. You have to enter the code DAN for this deal. CHWine.com. Enter DAN.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Asking the right question is 95% of getting the right answer.
Here's a question I'll bet you haven't heard before.
You're the Speaker of the House. Have you reached out to the Democrats yet?
You've done your homework on this.
Mr. Vice President, tell me where you think this conflict is right now.
Terrific question.
What are some of the questions you want to see answered about what Russia may have done?
Thank you for the question.
What do you see as the central question?
Really a good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the perfect question.
Here's a question. Why would you get your news from anywhere other than CBS This Morning?
CBS Friday. Put your trust in MacGyver.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
One part genius.
I'm splitting the water molecule into oxygen and hydrogen.
How do you know all this?
I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
One part hero.
If anybody can figure this out on his own, it's Mac.
I have an idea.
100% unstoppable.
Can't stop me now.
When things go wrong, he's the only one I trust to figure things out.
I will get you home. That's a promise.
MacGyver, CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Whoa. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
5-9.
Chicago Sports Spectacular is back in Rosemont November 17th through the 19th. For tickets, visit ChicagoSportsSpectacular.com and see all of the athletes appearing with Javier Baez, Ben Zobrist, Addison Russell, signing autographs and taking photos. Vendor tables available with a variety of sports memorabilia. Visit ChicagoSportsSpectacular.com.
Bull, CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right, so you got dead people on your mind. You told me that there's a person that you knew was dead that wasn't dead.
Okay. So, Red Sox Hall of Famer Bobby Doerr has died at 99. So, the oldest living baseball...
Can make it to 100?
Oldest living baseball Hall of Famer is 94. He'll be 95 February 2nd. It's Red Sheendienst.
Who?
Red Sheendienst.
Is that Judge Judy's husband?
No, she's Scheindlin. Okay. This is Sheendienst.
Okay.
And he said he didn't aspire to this distinction. He said, I didn't want him to go. So what kind of question is that? You're asking, he's like, are you glad Bobby Doerr is dead?
So, yeah, you know what? I've been waiting for a long time.
It's about damn time.
He came spikes high one time in the second base. You know, okay. He's a real bad guy.
So the former Cardinal is one of three Cardinals in the top 12 living Hall of Famers.
Well, these are guys that didn't drive drunk.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Whitey Herzog is currently sixth. He's 86.
Well, anybody named Whitey is going to live for a long time.
Bob Gibson, not named Whitey.
Right. Well, the exact opposite.
Is 12th.
Blackie Gibson.
At 82. The only other living Hall of Famer who is 90 is Tommy Lasorda, who turned 90 this year.
Yeah, we might have to update this next spring.
Now, this guy who is third, I had no clue was possibly alive.
All right, Shep, Tanny, do we have anything here? We got any names of guys that you are sure that they were dead?
There's just no way.
Just name some old baseball people. They got to be older than Tommy Lasorda. So,
and Tommy LaStella.
And no, not Tommy.
And Tommy Lasorda. That's a guy who I always think's
dead. Well, no, that's what we said. Lasorda's 90.
He's 90. He's still alive. But like I said just now, you might have to update that very soon. So
he's not looking good.
Yo, dude.
But that's been like the last decade.
He looks like Pizza the Hut from Spaceballs. He's got a.
And people take their pictures next to him all the time. It's like, here's Tommy just sitting here.
Connie's Pizza.
Four shime shoes. Yeah. It's like Muhammad Ali at the end there, where he was just like, you just slapping a Celtics hat on Muhammad. He's out there on the floor. He doesn't even know he's facing the wrong way. It's just tragic. You know what I mean? All right. So who's the next old guy to kick the bucket, make more room?
I'll tell you this. Doug Harvey is fourth at 87.
I have no idea who the hell Doug Harvey
is. Former umpire. And Willie Mays is fifth at 86.
Willie is still alive.
Yeah, I remember that photo of him that Barry Bonds took, that selfie. That's
a little sunken in.
It looked like
Crypt Keeper.
Okay, so
home.
Yeah. So this guy's 89 years old.
You're just getting him ready.
You remember it?
Can I give you the team? If I tell you he's an all-time great Yankee?
Yogi!
Nope.
Yogi died.
Yogi did.
Whitey Ford.
Yes!
Look at you! Look.
Whitey Ford is still alive.
It's the Whitey Clause, though. We just mentioned it.
Yeah, right. He comes
Whitey
every Christmas.
Whitey Clause is coming to town.
Except Inglewood.
Right, you actually sang that with proper pitch.
Who? Shep?
Yeah.
Well, he's talented, though.
Well, remember, Shep has, he comes from a tradition of singing and parody songs, so he'll hit a note for it.
Right, but he was Parkins before Parkins.
Well, I'm not.
Nope.
There it is. Parkins' origin story.
He was bitten by a radioactive spider.
That's when I turned the old mic off and push away.
But you're right.
I've been known as a good teammate for a couple of months.
There are two guys in this top 10 list. There are two guys nicknamed Whitey. Whitey Herzog, Whitey Ford. So if you want your kid to live a long life, name him Whitey.
Well,
you should have done that.
No, I'm not going to.
You still time.
There's still, no, I'm going to get in trouble.
What? What? I'm not doing anything.
There's too much meat on that Whitey bone.
This segment brought to you back to the Phoenixes. This segment brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
Have you ever felt comfortable calling a man Whitey?
No.
It's right?
No, there was a guy I went to college with, a guy on the golf team. Who we only called him Whitey because he was just toe-headed, crazy blonde hair.
Yeah, I don't feel.
That's the guy I told the story about. He used to smoke all the time. I'm like, wow, you smoke a lot for a scholarship athlete.
I was like, you're great.
Yeah, I don't know, but he's like, athlete. I'm a golfer.
Well, there you go. Golfers have great lives. They really do. Was it Monday through Wednesday? They're just
they practice a lot though. But it was just so funny. Like we're fresh. Like you really smoke a lot of cigarettes for an athlete. Because it surprised me.
Just chain smoking.
Yeah, one after another. No, not quite. But like always had a smoke.
Yeah.
Always had a Marlboro Light. This guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Always. I've never.
Then again, it was North Carolina in the late '80s when everybody smoked everywhere.
Marlboros don't taste like anything. Like. I don't know if I can, just because I grew up in the Newport and cool culture, it's going to be all bad, but I'm going
to
go.
Shout out to the woman in front of me at Bockwinkel's after work yesterday. When I ran in there because I was running out to my appointment.
Did you get your chicken?
No, I usually do. They give some to church bus. And Homeless was out last night, too. All the star. They're playing the hits last night. But this woman in front of me and just this. I don't want to describe her because it was not exactly what I thought it was.
Theater of the mind.
And she has this huge bottle of Amsterdam vodka.
Oh my God.
And she sets it down, and then she gets two packs of Newport 100s at like $15 a pack or whatever it is. And I had no idea. It's like Canada now. Yeah, that's cigarettes cost.
Yes, yes.
And that's all. You need a bag? Nope. You got two packs of Newports in one hand, and a bottle of vodka in the other, and it was just,
and paid $30 for
and
everything.
This little blonde-haired white girl
really
walked out, and I was like, I want to just stop and give the slow clap.
Really?
For that. Yep.
Well, that's can I say how I feel now? She was taking that to the brother who was waiting for her in the car. Let's be real about this.
Right, exactly.
Part of the ransom. Right. Yes, Tanny. You can say it out loud. You can jump in the fray here. Come on, man.
The defenseman jumping into the play. Right, as they're exactly. Cycling the puck. Yeah.
Tanny likes to say things in my ear. And I can get in trouble for him. But come on now. Let's examine this. Was she?
See, you weren't here when Tanny said the greatest all time thing in the ear that he said was the day John Saunders died. The day John Saunders, and do you remember what you said?
What'd you say?
Don't even allude to it.
No?
But no, and it was like, we just, both of us just stopped and like looked at him and looked at each other and went to break.
Just have to go to break?
Yes.
Immediately,
like,
right?
Immediately had to go to break because it was
See, the problem is, Kenny says things every once in a while, and I'll just be like, oh yeah, that sounds like a great idea, and then just go with it. But there's no doubt in my mind that there was a brother waiting for her in the car. The little...
They
do not sell Amsterdam vodka and Newport 100s to white people. That comment.
She had the code.
You get one or the other, but you can't get the combination.
I'm sorry, we can't sell that to you. It's like you got to sign for Sudafed.
You got to bring a brother inside. He's your note.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there an actual black person with you? We're not allowed to. Illinois law.
Let's stop playing games like we don't live in Chicago. Let's stop it. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Brought
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing San. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're gonna make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're gonna open your gates or we're gonna break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're gonna need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Aries, it's a good week to set some high goals at work. Just make sure they're realistic. Taurus, if you've been having a rough couple of weeks, things should turn around in a few days. Gemini, it's a good week to evaluate where you stand in preparing for the future. Cancer, that puzzle you've been struggling with will finally make sense to you. Leo, you'll learn that you can still have tons of fun without emptying your wallet. And Virgo, love is in the air. A special someone will make their way into your life when you least expect it. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here. This week in 1875, a Harvard-Yale game was the first college football game with uniforms. This week in 1940, the Green Bay Packers became the first NFL team to travel by plane. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that baseball is a sport, not a business. This week in 1953. This week in 1964, the Detroit Red Wings' Gordie Howe set a then-NHL record 627th career goal. This week in 1979, the Houston Astros signed Nolan Ryan to a record four-year, $4.5 million contract. This week in 1984, New York Met Dwight Gooden at age 20 was the youngest to be named the National League Rookie of the Year. Robin Givens sued Mike Tyson for $125 million for libel. This week in 1988. That same week, Jose Canseco was the first unanimous American League MVP since Reggie Jackson. A Detroit Lion player was paralyzed in a game this week in 1991. This week in 1993, Don Shula became the winningest coach in NFL history today. And Mario Lemieux entered the NHL Hall of Fame this week in 1997.
CBS Monday. Start the week off big with big laughs on Man with a Plan.
You're hilarious.
Hear that? Thinks I'm hilarious.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc is back.
Open the window. I'm about to turn up the heat.
And he's never been better.
I am maturing into a silver fox. And what is more attractive than a silver fox?
A young, healthy fox?
Get in on the fun.
I can't help it if people are drawn to me.
Life's been easy for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good run, yeah.
The hit comedy Man with a Plan. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Hi, I'm Peter Greenberg. Check out my new show, the CBS Travel Hour, with Peter Greenberg.
He's America's most recognized and respected frontline travel news journalist, and now host of his own podcast on radio.com.
We'll talk about everything from the best airline deals to cruise ship safety, from which brochures lie to hotel security. You'll find out about how to negotiate the best rental car deals to which airline is really on time. And we'll talk with travel experts and major global newsmakers.
The CBS Travel Hour with Peter Greenberg. Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please! Help!
Sometimes.
crimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted. She was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern, he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We get into the mind of the killer.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
At the corner of happy and healthy.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Arkish belongs to us today. He will belong to you tomorrow. But today we will be speaking with him about the Bears and the NFL and all that is going on in football, what he is hearing. Because as the editor of Pro Football Weekly, he has people around the league who report on all the teams, and he's got information from around the league. I wonder, do you think there's going to be an in-season firing?
Well, let's look at who's...
Because we know, we know what the Giants said, right?
Yeah, and the Maras don't... They don't fire people in season. 49ers knew they were going to be bad. They just hired Kyle Shanahan, so that's not the move for them. With the Chargers, with Rivers being the concussion protocol and, you know, them not being as good as they thought they would be.
How about the Colts? And they're a complete mess and everybody thinks that that's over.
Well, I think I think they do that at the end of the season anyway.
And thanks, of course, to our guy Scott from Davenport, who sent us the, based on our baseball discussion and you about the power of naming your kid Whitey to allow him to live a long baseball life, he sent a picture of Whitey's ice cream.